Okay, good morning. It is, what is it? It's like 9 something. Nine, come on. Yes, I know the voice recorder's running. Show me the clock. It is 9:40 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 31st, I think. Must be. Has to be. Yeah, it's Wednesday, May the 31st, 9:40 a.m. 2017. Hello, I am back. I am back from Balticon. Unlike the last time I went to Balticon, the trip from hell, which was the last gasp at Hunt Valley. This is my first time at the Inner Harbor venue. And a lot of the people that I hoped to see weren't there. A lot of the people that I did see, some of them were new. I met some new people. Scott Edelman, for one. Fascinating man. Spent a lot of time with Dave Robinson on his... It's Robinson. On his new game, Manifest. I'm not much for board games. I'm not much for tabletop games. Manifest was fun. It's got some changes coming on the base because of the playtesting. He got a lot of games in over the weekend, so he was a happy guy. It's a fun game you can play for play's sake without, you know, winning is sort of like, okay, fine. But it's a fun game to play for its own sake. I did a lot of walking. In fact, I did so much walking that I had to take a couple days off. I couldn't walk yesterday. Yesterday was travel day. It absorbed the whole day. But Monday, I said, no, I'm not going to. I was doing 6 miles a day on the treadmill there. 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, or 3 in the evening. And so 2 hours a day, every day, I was in the fitness, except for the last one, I was in the fitness room doing my miles. And I think it helped. I think it helped keep my glucose down. It did go up, but it didn't get real spiky and dangerous sized, so. I went to the grocery store and got some food that I could eat and track real well. So I got some cheese snacks and some Triscuits and some sardines I could eat for lunch. And kept breakfast under control. And I'm actually down a pound since I left, so it didn't get too out of whack. I had a couple of days where my calorie intake was rather high. Monday night, a bunch of us went to B1 Korean barbecue. And I had, along with a whole bunch of very interesting Korean, I guess they were appetizers. I had bulgogi beef. Which was surprisingly low in sodium, didn't have a lot of sugar in it. Had a little bit, of course, but it's quite good. It was really good. Of course, they had crab cakes. There were crab cakes there at the hotel. I should have gone out and tried something else around the way, but after walking 6 hours a day on the treadmill, I really wanted to keep close to home. So the venue was all right. It wasn't. I heard a lot of the horror stories from previous years, and it was odd. So there were rooms like on the 8th floor. So you go up to the 8th floor and you'd look for, I think it was 8029, was where they had the coffee clutches. So you could go up there in the morning and meet with authors and publishers. That's where I met Scott Edelman. Interesting guy. And Veronica Jaguer had a session up there. Apparently there were poetry readings and fiction readings and other stuff going on. But this hotel lacked, I think, that the other hotel had, was a central meeting area where people could swing by on the way from one session to another. And I think they intended that the hotel's lounge, its bar and lounge, would serve that purpose. But it was out of the way. It wasn't on your way anywhere. You had to go there to see if anybody was there. And if nobody was there, then you had to decide whether or not you were going to sit there and spend money and wait to see if somebody showed up. And I went to the con suite a couple of times. It was sparsely attended. Went to the New Media Lounge a couple of times too, but usually it was on my way to or from the gym, so the fitness room. So I was either anxious to get going or dripping wet coming back. I did the 3.3 mile pace and then stopped after 3 miles. So it was like 50 minutes. Trying to get back on track here with the metronome. So it was I did my push-ups, I did my sit-ups, I did all those. Did my meditation. Had a lovely lunch with Pollock Jackson. Basically had a rather relaxed, pretty good time. I had 3 panels. The first one I had to moderate. The state of science fiction and fantasy publishing was an interesting one. That was not... I didn't have to moderate that one, but that was... We had a couple of indies. We had a small press publisher. We had a trad pub. And Michael R. Underwood, who is, he works for Angry Robot Books. I keep calling it Pyre, but it's Angry Robot. And so he had a lot of insight into how, say it with me, Monk Post. It's been a while. He had a lot of insight into what the bigs were doing, what the other publishers were doing, because that's, you know, that's part of his job, is to know what everybody's doing. I keep slowing down. So it was interesting to get his take on where the industry is going, and it's definitely going, for the most part, away from midlist. The shrinking bookshelf shelves mean that if they're going to publish something, they have to publish something that they're pretty sure is going to make it onto the shrinking shelf. There was a fun one. It was social media marketing without being obnoxious, which was, I was just waiting for it. And one of the problems that was with that panel was that we didn't actually get to how to not be obnoxious and what the downsides of being obnoxious really are. We spent a few minutes of it at the end, but we're talking about things like, okay, dude, what line don't you cross when it comes to posting? What don't you put out there in social media? Do you keep a bright line between public and private social media use? And I started to, after the panel was over, and I had actually a chance to think about it. And they asked if I did. I said, no, I don't really. I don't. I follow basically Thumper's rule. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. And Wheaton's rule, which is don't be a dick. And beyond that, it's sort of, my family posts on social media. I occasionally will get tagged into it and other people will see it, but I try not to tell other people's stories, which you've heard me say on this podcast more than once. So if I'm thinking about something, I'm going to be talking about it. Unless what I'm thinking about is something that I can't talk about because it's somebody else's story. But by now you know that I'm not particularly shy about talking about my own maladies and infirmities, my own foibles. So they got down to me and said, so how do you promote your work? And I said, I don't. And that was sort of like, Paulette and PC Herring were both in the audience and I could hear them both snort. Because they were just waiting for that. They were waiting for them to ask me that. And so we talked about, what are the things that I do? And the idea that writing a book isn't necessarily very interesting. You can't get a fan for something you're going to do. That as a content creator, what people want is the next book. And anything else is maybe interesting, but if it gets in the way of the next book, which of course The Morning Walk does not, because I'm not writing my next book. In fact, it sometimes helps because I get talking through the story here and get breakthroughs for when I get back to the word processes. That's why I only blog once a month. It's why I don't send out newsletters every other week. It's why I don't chase likes. I don't chase reviews. I don't chase follows. I don't worry about retweets. I don't... somebody wants to mention me, that's great. But mention me for something interesting. And if my new book is interesting to you, then, sure, go for it. But when I said, you know, I blog once, I post once on my blog, I send out an email letter once. And basically fans tell me on Twitter when the book's available. Frequently before I know. And the other panelists are sitting there going, does this work for you? Well, I became a full-time author in 2012. I haven't looked back. The last release has already sold 4,000 units and had over a million. It's over a million. It happens. 1.7 million page reads on Unlimited, and I released it the first day of May. So, yeah, it's working for me. I had a few people ask about paper. They were nice about it. I do have to get paper moving. There's a lot of stuff I need to get moving. I've been sort of jammed up behind the diabetes thing. Today is going to be a recovery day. I'm going to get back in time to take the kid to her psychiatrist. I'm going to have to go make a grocery run because we had to eat pizza last night because we didn't have anything else to fix. Morning. So I gotta make a grocery run. I need to get some more sleep. I was worried about the flight home because I had a change at a layover in Minneapolis coming back. And it was a change of plane. Or it was supposed to be. I thought it was a change of plane. It was a change of flight anyway, but it was a change of plane. But what really changed was the crew and the flight number. And then they put me right back on the same plane. So I had about enough time to hit the restroom and get lined up again to reboard. And that was about it. So I got back on the plane. I got off. I didn't have to worry about it. But I was afraid I'd oversleep, I was afraid to miss my connection, I was afraid something would go wrong on the way back. Of course, none of it did, but it didn't stop me from fretting over. So anyway, I'm home. And at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.